My name's John Elliott, and this is a podcast from the Insights in Jazz series, www.dropback.co.uk.
This week's podcast is a little bit different. I wanted to look at two songs in one podcast. The first song I want to look at is You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, which was written in 1942 by Cole Porter. And you can find this in my book on page 305. And the other song is If I Should Lose You, which is written in 1935 by Ralph Ringer and Leo Robin. And it's not in the book, so what I'll do is I'll upload a roadmap for this to the Google group so anyone can access it there. And the reason I want to look at these two songs together is that they've got very, very similar roadmaps indeed. So first of all, let's look at, this is the first song, You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. Looking at the meta view, the format of this song is ABAC, so it's a song of two halves. All the sections are 8 measures long, so it's a 32 bar song as usual. Let's look at the A section first. So the first half of the A section is to confirm the key of G minor. So we have, I've analysed it as an on, off, on, but another way of analysing it would be to say you're on in the relative minor, G minor, and then you do a homo cadence back to G minor, starting on A half diminished. So the homo join meaning up a whole step. So that's the first half of the A section analysed. And then the second half of the A section is simply a cadence to key 4, to E flat in this case. And the join from the relative minor to get you using a regular cadence to key 4 is a half Nelson. And if you look on page 49 in my book, in the table, you'll see that this is one of the uses of the half Nelson join to get you from the relative minor, which is key 6, to key 4. And that's exactly what this song does. At the end of the first A section, we have a bauble join to the beginning of the B section, because that starts with a cadence back to the relative minor. So if you look on page 47 of my book in the table of the uses of joins with regular cadences, you'll see that the bauble join is the one that takes you from key 4 back to the relative minor. Now the second half of the B section in You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To is a slow launcher, which is in the relative minor. Okay, so we're thinking in G minor here still, and a slow launcher is defined as being 2 dominant 7 followed by 5 dominant 7, and quite often it's broken down like it is here into 2-5 pairs. So the join to get into this slow launcher is a backslider from G minor to the E half diminished A7 followed by A half diminished D7. And that is the slow launcher in the minor key, G minor. So the second A is the same as the first A, except at the end we have a different join to get to the C section. And here we have quite an unusual join. This is the downwinder, which means that you go up a semitone. It's called a downwinder because it normally, if you join to a regular cadence, it will take you to a key down a semitone. So you start up a semitone and you end up down a semitone having done a 2-5-1 cadence. In this case, we're not joining to a regular cadence, we're joining to an unusual cadence, which is known as the happenstance. So here we see E half diminished A7 B flat. So this is not a 2-5-1, this is a sharp 4-7-7-1. That's the happenstance. It's an unusual cadence. So this is a happenstance to B flat major, which is the home key, if you like, the actual home major key. So most of this song looks like it's in G minor, but that's the relative minor of B flat. And we've got there for the first time at this point in the song. After this, we do a sidewinder join, which is the very common join that we've seen before to get to the relative minor. So a sidewinder join from B flat to a cadence to the relative minor of G minor again. That's the first half of the C section gone. And then the second half of the C section is simply a somewhere cadence home. So we have Instead of C minor 7, F7, B flat, we have C7, the somewhere chord, 2-7, F7, B flat major 7. And then if we want to go back to the top, then we can do another sidewinder to launch back to G minor. So we see, you know, the A half diminished D7 to launch back to the top. So that's the whole of You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, the Cole Porter song. And now what I'd like to do is I'd like to compare that with the other song that I mentioned, which is If I Should Lose You. Now, as I say, this roadmap, I'll upload it to the Google group so you can access it and print it out and compare it with You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. So it's very, very similar indeed, and it's really interesting to see, you know, the sort of cliched features of jazz standard harmony that are being used here. So again, this is an ABAC song, so it's a song of two halves. Each section is 8 measures long. So the first A section, it starts on G minor, and just like the other song, it does a homo cadence back to G minor. And also, like in the other song, we see a half Nelson join to get us to key 4. But this happens one measure early, so it's like the cadence goes across the halfway point in the A section. So we do a cadence to E flat, and then we do another homa to do another cadence to E flat, another cadence to 4. So there's sort of symmetry here where we start in G minor, we do a homa cadence back to G minor, then we do a half Nelson to E flat, then we do a homa to confirm the key of E flat. So we're confirming the relative minor key at the front, but then we're confirming key 4, E flat, with the second homa join there. And at the end of the first A section, we have the bauble that we saw in You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. And we expect that join to take us back to the relative minor from key 4. And it starts in the B section as though it's going to go to G minor. It starts with an A half diminished D7. But then it, because it's not a regular cadence, it's what I call a spring cadence. So it starts heading for G minor, but then it changes and it heads for B flat major, the relative major. Changes to C minor 7, F7, B flat major 7, so that's a spring cadence. And I call it a spring cadence, by the way, because it's kind of equivalent to the autumnal cadence, which we've seen before. The autumnal cadence starts going to the major, but then ends up going to the minor the other way around. So this is the spring cadence. Starts going to the minor, then halfway through the approach, it switches and goes to the relative major. So there we are. So the first half of the B section is actually a cadence looking like it's going to G minor, ends up at B flat major. And then we have the very commonly seen sidewinder join, which launches us back at G minor, the relative minor, which is exactly where we need to be to do a slow launcher in the key of B flat. Now this is interesting if you compare it with the You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, because in exactly the same place in the song we saw a slow launcher, but in that song it was a slow launcher in the relative minor, because most of the song You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To is actually feels like it's in G minor. Whereas this one is doing the slow launcher in B flat, so we're looking for 2-7 followed by 5-7. So the slow launcher here would be in B flat, would be C7 followed by F7. And we've got the broken down slow launcher again, so instead of just C7 we get G minor 7 followed by C7. And then instead of just F7 we see C minor 7, and we're expecting F7 at the end of the slow launcher. But I've called it an autumnal variant here, okay, because instead of using the F7 at the end there, we get the autumnal substitution, which is the one that sends us back to the relative minor. So instead of F7 leading us to B flat, we get D7 broken down into A half diminished D7, which leads us to G minor. So no surprises there, just a slight variant in the slow launcher. And it's interesting that in songs of two halves, ABAC form songs, it's very common to have the slow launcher at the end of the B section to get you back to the A section. Very common indeed. Have a look through the book at songs that are in this form and you'll be surprised how many have this slow launcher in that place. Okay, so the second A section in If I Should Lose You is exactly the same as the one that we saw in the first A section. So the bauble there takes us to the spring cadence at the beginning of the C section. And the C section starts to differ from the B section after this spring cadence. So we've got a sidewinder join, which is, you know, in the B section takes us to a launcher A half diminished D7. But here, we haven't got time for the A half diminished, we've just got time for D7 G minor. So the cadence that we might expect across two bars or more is actually squashed into a single bar. So it's still a sidewinder join because from B flat to D7, it's as though there's an A half diminished if you broke down the D7, but it doesn't have to be there, it's still a sidewinder join. And if you sidewind join from a B flat and do a regular cadence, then it's going to take you to the relative minor, which is exactly what happens here in the first half of the C section. And then we follow on round the cycle to complete the C section. In the second half, we see a somewhere cadence, which is exactly what we saw in the other song. And we end up finally at home in B flat. And again, to get back to the top of the song, which starts in the relative minor, we do a sidewinder join and launch A half diminished D7. So I just thought it'd be interesting to see these two songs, which are incredibly similar. They were written just less than 10 years apart, but they've got really similar harmony. And I think what we can learn from this is that, you know, there are a few very common places to go in jazz standards. You know, there's the home major key. Usually everything's sort of thought of as being relative to the home major key. That's the relative minor, which is key 6 in effect. And these songs start on the relative minor, so it can be a little bit confusing. You have to understand that you're starting on key 6. Then the other most common place to go is key 4, and that's where these songs both go to. And then finally, just to recap, the other very common thing that we've seen in both these songs is the slow launcher, which occurs in the second half of the B section. It's called a slow launcher because it gives the impression that time slows down for a little bit. Yeah, because effectively we've got dominance around the cycle, but they're going one chord lasting two measures each, rather than one chord per measure or two chords per measure. Suddenly we get one chord per two measures going around the cycle, and we can break this down into its two fives pairs, and we end up with doglegging around the cycle. And that gives us a feeling of kind of like treading water and slowing down before we relaunch back into the A section again. There we are, that's it. My name is John Elliott. I'm the author of Insights in Jazz, which is available from www.dropback.co.uk.
If you've got any questions you'd like to ask about the podcast or the method in the book, or any suggestions you'd like to make for future podcasts, then please contact me by emailing me at john@dropback.co.uk. If you found this podcast useful and you'd like to leave a tip, then you can visit the website where there's a PayPal donate button. Thanks for listening.